wedded.
When a sower that comes to a head
is a bowl.
Now that stuff that comes out of a bowl would become
pus.
Now if you had some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say that your
hand was swelled.
All
swelled up.
Uh-huh.
We didn't say that.
You would say it that way. Do you know what you would call, like, if you got a blister, the liquid that would be in a blister?
Water in the blister.
And if somebody got shot, you'd say they got a bullet
wound.
Now, did you ever hear of a term for, like an area around a wound that didn't heal right? Call it proud.
Proud flesh was, yes, there was proud flesh, mm-hmm. was a description around a fingernail or a bad infection.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you got a cut on your finger, just a little cut, now if they painted it with, well, not methylate or mercurochrome, but the other,
iodine.
Yeah. What about something they would take for chills or for malaria?
Chill tonic and quinine.
Now, we were talking about different ways. Now, like, if a person was alive yesterday and today they aren't, you'd say, well, I guess last night they must have
died.
Now, we were talking about different ways. You said they would say
They would say passed or died or... and I would rather hear people say they died than they met their glory or passed on or... I don't think that you need to soften death.
Mm-hmm. What about any kind of humorous ways of saying it, like if that
kick
old,
the bucket?
Yeah. If you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, "Well, I don't know what he
died of."
Now, the place where people are buried would be the
cemetery,
and the box that people were buried in,
or the coffins.
And the ceremony when a person dies would be called
the funeral.
And if people were dressed in black,
they were in mourning.
And if
you didn't have to display your mourning, you were in our family, you hid your grief.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't participate in outside activities for a reasonable length of time, a short time, or you hid your grief. You didn't participate because you didn't want to make other people miserable, mm-hmm. with you. It was consideration of the other person.
If somebody met you on the street and asked you, well, how are you? And if you were feeling all right, but you had some aches and pains, you'd say, well, I'm good.
Oh, I'm fine.
Now, if somebody was troubled about something, you might say, now, it'll come out all right, just don't
worry.
Now, the disease that people get in their joints that makes an ache would be
arthritis.
And now, this is a disease that people used to get years and years ago that it would make blisters on the inside of their throats. Of course, they have shots for it now.
Diphtheria.
And the disease that would make your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
And if you had your appendix taken out, you'd say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if a person couldn't keep their food down, like, well, I guess it was like the chill tonic. I mean, not the chill tonic, the stuff you were telling me about that they made from the... yeah, you'd say that would, you'd have to vomit from that. Now, did they have any other way of saying vomit?
Not at our house.
Uh-huh.
Other people had puke and upchuck,
uh-huh.
But that wasn't used at our house. Vomit was vomit.
If a person had stomach